Yo, once again, it is another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third, because you know the second letter of the alphabet is B. And yo, it's your man, D. Leo.
It's your boy, Drew.
Hey, I'm not going to last this time.
You're not. I wanted to have
That's what that was for. That was a pause. Okay. I'm B.A., B-Rock, Terrence, whatever, call me whatever, I don't care.
Yo, this the man. What up? The man of many aliases. So, man, how y'all doing, man? Y'all have a good weekend? Was it fun? Did y'all...
I had to go out on yeah.
BS. Yo, did we not introduce the fourth person, though? Like, did you...
I said, what up?
It's no, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Right. I definitely got it.
Yo, well, me and Drew got a little bit of, you know, self caring, man. Me and the missus got massages on Friday, and then Drew, you did your Mr. Freeze thing today, right?
Yeah, me and the wife went and did our cryotherapy joint today.
Yo, cryotherapy, man. How's that,
man? So you just pretty much go there, get undressed. You just in your drawers. Some socks, some Crocs, nothing else. You go in there with a robe on, sit in this cylinder, stand in this cylinder thing, and then they just, at 3 minutes, at like, I think my highest temperature today, I was a 229 degrees negative,
dude,
Fahrenheit.
Dude, like, how are you?
So wait, you got into a tub at
it's not a tub
below zero.
It's not a tub. It's more of like a cylinder that you
stay. Cylinder encompassment. You got in it though.
Yeah.
And then they turned it down to like 220 degrees below zero.
229 degrees below zero. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So, like, what does that do? Like, it obviously did frostbite you, but like, what does Cairo do?
It just pretty much, you know, get the blood rushing to the problem areas in your body. So like, if you super sore, like knee injuries, shoulder injuries, which I've been dealing with for a couple of months now, shoulder injuries, knees, whatever inflammation you have in your body is going to get that blood rushing and pretty much get into those problem areas in your body.
Is this covered by insurance?
No, it's not covered by insurance. Trust me. But I am on Groupon.
Wow.
Okay. So, this ain't no WPS.
What?
Huh? This ain't no WPS.
What the hell is a WPS?
White people.
No, man. Like all the NFL and NBA players do the cryotherapy.
Man, that sounds like some rich people shit right there. For real,
dude. It just $30 on Groupon, you can get a cryotherapy session.
So wait, you went to a Groupon cryotherapy?
No,
session,
I paid for the Groupon. The place is a reputable place called, I don't want to give out a name because, you know, we ain't getting paid for it
well,
yet.
Well, that's
so.
What I'm saying. Like, you did your homework and make sure they were reputable.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I don't want to go a Groupon and they put me in 229 minus below.
At least you're in a meat locker.
On Groupon.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's
no, you.
That's
okay. So, how long do you stay in the thing once they turn the air on? I don't know what is it.
If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see it. But it 3 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, and you come out feeling refreshed as fuck.
You'll see the blood. You'll feel the blood rushing, and then the soreness that you probably walked in there with, you won't have.
So basically,
freeze like.
Basically, you paid to get turned into a Drew Sickle.
Hey, man, call it what you want. I feel better.
That's what's up, man.
I guess it doesn't, like, freeze your blood or nothing, but that just sounds...
I wouldn't mind trying this, though.
If you like
it, I'll try it.
Yeah. Definitely, man. Get rid of that inflammation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know...
You know, I know my boy, BA got the little bum ankle that could probably help him with his, you know, the ankle.
That bone is fused together, bro. I don't know if that can help.
I didn't know that, man.
That's gonna be surgery that's needed to fix that.
Now, BA, did you get that from cutting off your monitor, or how'd you get that bum ankle? Now?
We want to tell that story right now. I had a miscommunication with some stairs.
His sound effect in right there.
there was a miscommunication with some stairs.
Wow.
So I really I thought it was sprained. To be honest with you, I thought it was sprained. Yeah. I just we don't go to the doctor, right? So
gotcha.
I think I sprained it. I wrapped it up, went to work like normal, but it never got better. And then eventually, like a year later, I went to a doctor for something else, and I was like, while I'm here, look at my ankle. And they did the thing. It was like, yeah, you kind of broke it.
Yeah.
And now it's fused together. And if you want us to fix it, we can, but we got to break it again. And for them to fix it. So yeah, I've been walking around with this for a minute now.
At first, I thought you was going to tell me you got into an argument with Tory Lanez or something.
Oh, God forbid.
Wow.
Speaking of.
Yes. Yep.
Now, let's go right into it. Let's go right into it.
I was really hoping we would get to this episode.
No, we can't. Because we put an album out. You can't not.
Fuck him.
So explain this.
Wait. Hold on. Before we do that, you got to do it like this. We got to hold this L. We got to hold this L for Tory Lanez.
Man.
Tory Lanez is an L indeed. Every week. He get an L. And,
yo, give it to him.
And I'm going to let my brother B-Rock knock
it
out.
Well, I just feel like this. Where should I start with the Tory shit? Let's start with the... Okay, he can rap. All right. Okay, I guess he can rap. All right, look at that. Here's the problem.
Is he a rapper?
Yeah, he actually is rapping on it. Yeah.
Okay.
I got my issue though is like you. I feel like you victim blaming. You did a whole album and it's somehow her fault. like if you listen to it, I was trying to listen to it today actually, and just go through some of these Tory Lanez because it's weird. It's the longest I've ever listened to Tory Lanez in my life.
So it's like a mixtape. It's not just
album.
A song.
He dropped the whole album.
Wow.
But he dropped it on SoundCloud.
It's on all streaming services right now.
It's on all streaming services now. Cause originally he dropped it on SoundCloud.
Yeah. But if you listen to it, he's really responding to all the criticism that he's gotten since the situation happened. Whatever it was that happened, whatever the incident was, we came. I wasn't there. But
what do you mean? What
since Megan got shot. Let's just say that.
He shot Megan?
Listen. First he apologized in the text, and then the whole album is him. He didn't do it. He's saying in the album, and I don't know what's going on. What we know is,
I mean, there are witnesses that said he said "dance, bitch" as he let out shots at her feet, and then, like you said,
this
he
motherfucker
did apologize to her.
That dude turned into Yosemite Sam. He turned into Yosemite Sam.
I think it's fucked up though. Like, how do you? This album is literally just you're blaming her.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's an issue for me.
Yeah,
I don't like how he's talking. So he invoked Brianna's name. Like you're going, the proceeds are going to, I guess, something related to Brianna. But nigga, the proceeds to an album that about a woman you shot or who allegedly shot. You know what I'm saying? Like
The
whole it don't sit right with me. But he can rap.
Man, unreal, man, unreal. That's whack. That is so whack.
Hey, just for the record, I ain't listening to that bullshit. I'm giving that nigga no streams.
Yeah,
fuck out of here. And I'm not even I've never listened to a Tory Lanez song. I couldn't name one. And somebody just reminded me, the only one that I guess I'm familiar with is the one where he sampled Brownstone. Yeah. So the only shit that I remember was that one shit he did with the Brownstone sample, but I ain't even listened to all of that because how dare this nigga fuck with that Brownstone song? But fuck Tory Lanez. I ain't listening to that bullshit. I ain't giving it one goddamn stream.
Man.
He can get the fuck
off. Speaking of lame cats, man, you mentioned the whole Breonna Taylor situation, and obviously you know, last week, man, you know, that coon, you know who I'm talking about.
All skin folk ain't,
but,
ain't kin folk.
Man, what the fuck, man? Can we keep?
Wait, we've got to say his name. Fuck Derek.
Yes, indeed.
So, Drew, you call it to hold this L, but it's just going to be fuck whoever get the L, because that's that. Like, maybe that's the subtitle of the hold this L segment, is fuck whoever it is.
Right.
They usually do some dumb shit. But yeah, Daniel Cameron. So, the crazy shit was, y'all saw him at the Republican National Convention, right?
Yep. Nope.
So, we knew he was on that side. I just found out, though, that he's, like, engaged to Mitch McConnell's granddaughter.
Yep. Well, I think that's been dispelled. That was actually a rumor. So, like...
Okay, so that's not...
So,
that's
not his granddaughter. No, that's not his granddaughter. But he is Mitch McConnell's mentee, and he definitely is you know, down with the whole...
Doing that bidding.
Exactly. So, and it's all type of... I guess some new footage... just released today from, you know, the you know, crime scene and the actual you know, shooting incident, and now they're finding out that it's been some more cover up shit. And I guess one of the original witnesses who had said that they had you know, hadn't heard the police show up or whatever changed their story now.
So they I think they like interviewed like 12 people, and all 12 originally said that the police didn't announce themselves. But then the one person, like the third or fourth time that they interrogated and interviewed and asked him, he changed his story to, yes, I heard them announce themselves. But so it's like real convenient. Obviously, they, you know, leaned on him or whatever, forced that. But then there's the other thing with the ballistics from the shot that, you know, because the one officer took a shot to the thigh, and they're trying to blame her boyfriend, but the ballistics are in question, and they can't determine conclusively that it was his gun that shot the officer.
Yeah.
They think it might have been one of the other ones, because it was, I think, a nine millimeter, and they had 40s, but one of them had been assigned a 9mm at first, too. So they can't even determine that. So it's just a fuckery. And fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he stood up there, you know, and made this, you know, big speech about, you know, justice. And, you know, it's just, he's an agent, man. He's an agent for the bullshit.
It's mad irritating me, because, like, they really... It was like a slap in the face. It wasn't justice. I almost would have rather they decided to not file any charges than to file the one charge that they did with the wanton endangerment, which is essentially equated to, you know, he got in trouble for the shots
that missed it, right? Yeah, and went to the neighbors. And I'm like,
that's the slap in the face.
I'm like, man, what are you? And, you know, he went and dug up some wonton. I was like, man, just some soup you eat at the Chinese restaurant. Like, bro.
He was like, we're going to find something to charge him.
Well, we just going to charge the one. Not everybody. Yeah. Like,
right.
Yeah.
What kills me is that when you look at situations like that, if we take that uniform off, that's okay. So they said that they were justified because they were defending themselves, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, let's say somebody random on the street shoots at me. I shoot back. I miss them. I hit the person behind them.
Yeah.
What happens to me then? Did I not? Yeah. That's still a crime, right?
Right.
That's still at least what, manslaughter?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
you know, involuntary, like, what? It's something. There's a charge there.
Yeah.
So how does that not apply because of a uniform? You know what I mean? Yeah. So even if you can't walk in and say first degree murder, it ain't first degree. We get it. It ain't premeditated. But there's a charge to be had. You know what I mean? Like, if that uniform was not involved and this was just regular citizens, that person's getting charged.
Yeah.
So that's my problem. I don't like the fucking police protection. Yeah. Is what it is.
Right.
That blue wall ain't going nowhere, though.
Nah.
Yeah,
nah, it's definitely not, man. It's definitely not. There is so much, you know, collusion and backdoor deals, and you know, BS that's being hidden under the surface. But you know, it's all gonna come to light, man. It's all gonna come to light. But it's just you know, it's just another slap in the face to, you know, Black folks and, you know, Breonna Taylor's family. And, you know, it's...
Somebody had brought up the point that, you know, the city paid the family $12 million for a wrongful death, but then nobody got determined to be wrong for her death.
Right.
None of the cops were punished for her death, even though we know the cops shot her. So that's just fucking hypocrisy. Like, who's to blame, but they paid the money out, right. You know?
And then, of course, you know, your boy, and, you know, that's how I'm always going to refer to him, was asked about, you know, his thoughts on, the travesty that was done, and all he had to shining things about Uncle Tom, Mr. Daniel Cameron. And you know what I'm talking
about. President Activation.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, it's just like, man, bro, like what's it gonna take? What's it gonna give, man? It's so
fucked
up.
One thing I didn't like about it when he even started this whole that whole press conference off to announce everything. He wanted to almost blame athletes and celebrities and stuff like that. He said they had no bearing on this case and stuff like that. But obviously it did, because you felt the heat. But so then you try to deflect and say, okay, that you know, they're always wrong and they're always this and that. And that was some real Uncle Tom / Steven from Django's type stuff that I felt right there.
Yeah, but that's been his whole MO, man. Like when everybody was, you know, showing up to his house, you know, he was like, I'm not gonna be swayed by any, you know, celebrities, you know, trying to, you know, side on a case or anything like that. And I'm just like, dude, like, man, just shut up, man. Because like, you're stupid.
They're elected officials, but oh
yeah,
yeah.
There's a way to fix this problem.
Yeah, but he's only there till like 2000. I think they said 24. That's when his is over.
You know, like most of them, he's gunning for a higher position. So, you know, that's what he's on, probably on the low.
Yeah.
So
yo. Did y'all see this shit with CeCe Winans?
Yes.
She's supporting 45, right?
I haven't seen the actual.
No,
spot.
Okay, so listen. That's what it appeared to be at first. So like her, Dennis Quaid was another one, the actor Dennis Quaid. What happened is they recorded some interviews and PSAs, and it looks like Trump and his team kind of took those and kind of crafted them to look like it was praising his response to Corona. So they were in support of his response to Corona is what it looked like, I guess, when people first saw it and caught wind of it. They both respectively went back and clarified. CeCe did an interview with Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, just talking about precautions to take and stressing how important it is to wear masks and all that good stuff. But somehow Trump's team got a hold of it, and then Dennis Quaid did an interview with Dr. Fauci, you know, essentially doing the same thing. So they were like they definitely weren't trying to be political, and they were not trying to be an endorsement of this dude. But, you know, of course, he takes, because, you know, he wishes he had star power behind him and had celebrities endorsing him. So, yeah, apparently they took these interviews and tried to flip it, make it look like they were in support of his response to Corona. Because, you know, they were ready to cancel CeCe, and that was going to break my heart.
And then plus now I'm seeing, like, it's like a lot of double standard I'm really, really seeing now. It's like, okay, today The Rock, formally endorsed Biden and Harris today. And then to see the comments on Twitter, I used to be a fan, but not anymore, and stuff like that. But then on the flip side, when these half of these MMA guys, including the head of the MMA, you know, who Trump supporters, they should be praised. They should be praised because, you know, they going to do the right thing. No, like that hypocrisy is killing me right now.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's been established that you have to be a hypocrite in order to support this dude, because there's no other reasonable.
You know who else I got a problem with? I don't want to say Black folks, but Black folks. Because here's why.
Tell them why you mad.
Tell them why you mad.
Here's what I mean. like, we election coming up. You got Biden and Harris, right? So everybody's now smearing Biden and Harris. You got all these reasons why you don't want to, and that's fine. Nobody said they were perfect, but what are they going against? What are you going? Who are you going to vote for if you're not voting for them? I think now might be the time to, like. I also saw somebody say something like, "Find out what which makes sense. What are this candidate doing for you? That's cool. That makes sense. Except that what's the incumbent doing for you? You know what I mean? Like, if now is the time to figure that shit out, you know, to do what we got to do and get this person out of office and figure the rest of that shit out later. I think now is the moment for that.
Yo, I was talking to a friend and I basically said, and we were talking about the same thing, but it's like, listen, I understand that there's a leaky sink and it's been leaking forever and it's pissing you off, but the fucking house is on fire.
Exactly.
We get back to the sink, get the fucking fire out.
Right.
And then, like, that's the best way I can make that analogy. But yeah, that people are killing me.
Yeah, you got the fucking house is on fire. The arsonist is standing there watching it burn, and you mad at the person who come with the water. And it's another nigga over here, Kanye, Mr. Magician, who I can fix it. You can't shut your ass up. You can't fuck that. You ain't even got the right tools for this.
Dude is the literal definition of who you gonna believe, me or your own eyes.
Yo. One thing that I didn't really like about that whole thing, too, it's going back to when Hillary was running against Donald. I said his name. Dang it. But it was that same kind of MO. Oh, like, I don't like either one of them, so I'm not going to vote. That drove me insane. It's like, dude, you see the lesser of the two. It's pretty. That's what politics is. It's the lesser of two evils.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
I really got an issue with three people. I got issues with people who said that there was no difference between the two of them and decided not to vote.
Yep.
There was also, and then also the people who literally saw the sides laid out and decided to roll with this idiot.
Yeah.
And then the people who voted third party.
Yeah.
Because essentially when you vote third party, you're like, you're helping the GOP. Listen, I really wish we had more than a two-party system and that we had a variety of choices to pick from, but that ain't what this shit is right now. Like, we literally have these two parties, and I know which one, you know, absolutely does not have any of my interests at heart. Like, you know, I don't always love the Democrats, but it seems that, you know, they try to do more or even have the parents to than the fucking Republicans. Like, I don't get it. I understand, you know, that we want more parties, but that just ain't what it is. We got to deal with the shit as it is.
Yeah. Well, the fact that this cat only paid $750 in federal taxes.
God, I hope this is a thing.
2016 and 2017. And I'm still paying on the student loan from, let's see, I graduated in 97. Man. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, man.
Did you pay more in taxes than Trump did those years?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I definitely did.
Did you pay more in taxes than Trump did those years?
I only want to address 2016, okay? We'll just not talk about that. But
we all paid more in taxes than this asshole did.
Listen, he hasn't paid, 10 of the last 15 years?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
and then two of those years he paid $750.
Bro, privilege on steroids. Come on, man.
But, you know, he's for the working class. You know.
Yo, I used to get chased down by Blockbuster Video for having a VHS movie. You know, 3 days later than I should have. This cat like just gets away with pure murder every day.
Well, we were talking about white people shit. That's definitely rich people shit. But we don't see, because Wesley Snipes went to jail for 3 years for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Al Capone, they got his ass on. This motherfucker has like skirted around like paying $400 million.
They said, all his debts were going to come due within the next 4 years. So if he happens to retain his seat, he could. It's now, will the creditors foreclose on a sitting president?
It's a brother serving life right now for stealing some hedge clippers. Okay, like, come on, this shit is ridiculous.
This is America. Yeah.
On a lighter note, the Bears won.
Yes, sir. yes, sir. Do we say fuck you to Mitch Trubisky?
He can hold the L.
He ain't got to.
Okay.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I felt a little bad. I mean, I started watching the beginning of the game, and I was immediately like, they finna lose because, number one, I'm watching. Number two, this, you know, Mitch was Mitching. And
Mitch was going Mitch. Mitch give you good and bad.
I mean, dude, it was like the Bears can't catch a break for, like, that whole first half, man. I was just like, all the way up until what, the third quarter, they just was like, right, you know,
until they swapped that nigga out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is it me, or I feel like some of these plays that I'm seeing, the Bears players got called on, was a little iffy. Like that roughing the passer, dude was already going down.
Yeah,
and he got hit.
Yeah,
so that was crazy. And then they keep on taking these interceptions and sacks and stuff away from the Bears off little crappy calls, and they're not even real calls.
Yeah,
so that's actually making me mad too. But yeah. Once we switch Mitch out, man, that was it.
Nick is our guy. Nick is our guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Trubisky era should be over. The experiment didn't work. The white mediocrity was not helpful, and let a real quarterback that actually has the skills man the team.
Man, I was so intrigued by the turnaround. Like, dude, I totally forgot about Tariq Cohen going down, man.
Man, like, so is ATL.
Is it torn?
It's torn ATL, bro.
So he's done, right?
Done, yeah.
Man, that hurts.
Yeah,
it definitely hurts, man. Yeah, I was like, because I like I think I like looked down for like 2 seconds. I looked back and saw him limping. I was like, no, that was just like, you know, insult to injury right there. Literally crazy, man. But you know, Bears are 3-0. Hopefully they can keep this going. And Nick's our guy.
Who's the next team we play?
The Colts.
The Colts.
I think it's the Colts. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
You might be okay.
Well,
man, you know. have you seen our defense? We ain't the same defense we had last time, bro.
The coach got Philip Rivers, and we all know how I feel about that guy. So we might be okay.
It might be fuck Philip Rivers.
It's always fuck Philip Rivers with me. Forever. Okay. It will always be that.
And the Lakers advance to the finals.
Fuck them too.
Right.
You didn't want to see the Lakers. I mean, like, shout out to the Nuggets. I like them. They're spunky, but I definitely wanted to see the Lakers get to the finals. Well, more so for like AD and those guys. So what do you think? Heat? Well, the Lakers possibly more than likely versus.
First off, if you win a championship in LA and don't beat Boston, did you really win a championship? Like, did that really happen? You know what I'm saying? Like. Did it really happen? If you don't,
that might be a true statement. That might be the true statement.
The realest shit ever. Like who was in Lakers history didn't beat the Celtics? They all do. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's only right. Now that being said, y'all go ahead.
It won't be.
But I mean, whatever. I don't care at this point. My team's out.
All right. So LeBron's 10th finals in what, 11 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
And
well, will be. So he's currently sitting at 3-6 when he makes it to the finals.
Okay.
And he's hoping, of course, that he can get that fourth one on his 10th try.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sick of the fucking. Can we stop comparing LeBron and Jordan now, please?
Please.
Let me tell you something. TJ, you can attest to this.
Wait.
Well, what do y'all think about the whole statement of that Paul Pierce made talking about that players today are scared of LeBron?
I believe it.
You seen this nigga run down the court? You want?
Yeah, he's a fucking linebacker.
Yes. If it's between me and a championship, yes, I'm taking that charge.
Man. Drew, he will.
I'll be into the
goal post.
Hey, I'll be on the goal post, but I took the charge for my team.
Hey, well, apparently Draymond Green wasn't feeling that.
Draymond Green is the perfect. He's like the Trump supporter. He a hypocrite too. You know, he going, you know, he be like, oh, he be on LeBron when they playing against each other. But when somebody come at LeBron, oh, you know, whatever, you know, nah, man, Draymond can fuck Draymond Green too.
Hey, I mean, you know, might as well throw Chuck under there too, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. Fuck Charles Barkley.
So yo, man, I think I want to talk about this week in hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Lot of stuff popped off in this week. Man, for example, Digable Planets dropped their classic debut, Reaching. Okay. You know, which spawned the single Cool Like That, which, you know, we still sing to this day. You know, shout out to Digable Planets.
Didn't they win the Grammy for that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they got their first ever Grammy for best rap performance by a duo or group. You're right. Sure enough.
Yo, wait. I also want to shout out Ladybug Mecca. She's working on a show right now. I can't remember the name of it. Sugar and Toys. It's like an animated show, I think, on Fuse.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, I think she does one of the characters. I've seen it on her IG. But I think it comes on like weekly, Saturdays or Sundays at 11. I can't remember. But shout out to Matt, because I think, and people, like, when people talk about like the dopest female MCs ever,
yeah,
does Matt's name come up?
Nope.
You know what?
It doesn't.
No.
And
no,
it probably should, no, but it doesn't.
Is it because, yeah, well, you know, and I just found out she released a solo joint a few years back. But
I did not know that.
Because, huh?
No, I was saying I did not know that.
Yeah, I literally just realized this like a day or two ago. But I'm like, her name doesn't really come up in that conversation, and I'm wondering if it's because, you know, she was part of this group and didn't have a whole lot of solo material, but yeah. She definitely needs to be in that conversation. Like, the bars are incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely doesn't get her due, man. But I tell you, who does come up in that conversation, segue, Lil' Kim.
Ooh.
Lil' Kim, 2005, This Week in Hip Hop, dropped The Naked Truth. And man, on the same day the album was released, he was placed in handcuffs and escorted to a federal detention center in Philly to serve a 1-year sentence for lying to a grand jury, man.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I definitely remember that. That's, yeah. That's what caused the
first, wasn't that the first snitching situation that happened? Then the thieves,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Snitched on her, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And she didn't snitch. And she did that time like
right, but C's put her in. C's told on her.
Okay. Is that how
that Yes. That's how they found out she was lying, because C's told them.
He told them she was there.
Yeah, I believe he put it out there. Man. In his testimony.
Why I don't remember this? I don't remember that.
Yosh,
oh, man. Well,
look it up.
I remember the C's thing, but I don't remember like that. Like, she got mad at him, but I didn't know he like
out. Yeah, that's why she was mad at him.
Oh
man,
that's why she was mad at him, because he kind of put it out there.
But yo,
no Junior Mafia reunion for sure.
No, they cool now.
Yeah.
They cool.
I think they work through it.
They're cool again. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this: if any one of you motherfuckers put me in jail for a year,
you ain't gonna do shit.
We ain't cool.
Wait. Can I think? I think I know what he gonna say. It's gonna be a fuck you forever.
I don't know how cool again we gonna be able to get. If one of y'all are the reason, y'all telling me to them peoples,
man,
and I got to do a year. I mean, a year ain't that bad, but still, it's the principles. Principalities
yeah.
Are the same.
Yeah. But yo, man, this week was also a crazy, crazy week for hip-hop releases, like, throughout the years, man. On, like, just this, on September 29th alone, in 92, Compton's Most Wanted dropped Music to Drive By.
Night.
Wait, Dave, do you have a list?
I do.
Okay, hold on. I just want to pause that because you just reminded me. Also in the news right now, though, did y'all know that MC8 and Faison Love are beefing because 8 did a song with Dave East, and I guess, like, he's sponsoring him to be a Crip?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How you sponsoring this nigga?
Yeah, man. He was calling Davies a fake Crip and like going in on him and like, but like, man, FaZe, like he goes at a lot of cats, man.
Yeah. This is. Just...
I mean, I can't really take Big Worm seriously, so I'm good. I'm good on that.
I didn't have this on my 2020 bingo card.
Nah, I didn't either.
Not a FaZe song of MCA beef over legitimate Crippin'.
Yeah, but. Man, also in 98, Jay-Z dropped Volume 2, Hard Knock Life, on us, man.
Best album.
Was sold 5 million.
One of the best albums ever. One of the best albums ever. Hip-hop-wise, to me.
Yeah. And this is weird. I consider Volume 2 a classic, but I wouldn't call it one of the best albums in hip-hop.
I said for me.
All right.
Yeah, so it sold 5 million copies, and it was like his most successful to date, and won a Grammy for best rap album. And then, not to be outdone, in that same year, Outkast dropped Aquemini.
Now that's one of my favorite.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite hip hop albums ever.
Legendary. I like
AT Aliens better.
But just so y'all know, Miami is about to clinch.
A word?
Yeah, it's over. It's 30 seconds left.
Wow.
Yo! Oh my God, I just went this whole day and forgot the game was on. Seriously?
Yeah, that's happening as we speak.
Yeah.
Oh.
And y'all heard it here first, but you actually hear it like way after the fact.
Facts.
So.
Right. But yeah, man. Aquemini. We were talking about Aquemini.
Aquemini. Like, classic, man. I mean, like, that... I'm kind of with Drew. I'm a little more of an AT Alien fan. A little bit more. But Aquemini, you can't front on the musicality of that album, man. Like they went a little bit deeper as far as like the musical tones of that album. It's just bananas.
I think the first three Outkast albums, like you can't go wrong. If you pick an Outkast album, if you pick in one of those first three, there's no argument.
Oh yeah.
Wait. So you find on Stankonia though?
It didn't live up to the first three for me. It was good. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I feel the exact same.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with BA Andrew on that. Like, I mean, obviously for me, like it gets no better than Southern Playalistic. But that's just like, you know, that was the intro to let you know. You know what I'm saying? Like that was like. Like I literally, me and Zell was riding down to Freaknik, listening to that album. And
you want to tell the listeners like, who Zell is? I don't think they know who Zell is.
Oh man, listen, Zell.
They might know what Freaknik is either.
Explain Freaknik today.
Yeah. You forget. You gotta explain. It's 2020.
So Freaknik.
So yeah.
So Freaknik was a mecca. No. So. Nah, Zell, man, shout out to Zell, you know, my man, 50 Grand, you know, that's my brother, you know, had one half of Code FI, a couple of dope MCs finally in it, you know what I'm saying?
The third, get that wedgie.
Okay. Moving right along.
sponsor of a BS mission.
Yo, also in 98, A Tribe Called Quest released The Love Movement. And they broke up right after that.
Eh. Are you air about the love movement?
You can't front on the love movement. Come on,
it was the same way we just talked about.
I mean,
first three.
It was no Midnight Marauders, but it was still classic.
Like Tribe and Outkast can be like those groups that you like. Man, y'all first three albums could actually go down as classic.
Yeah, yeah. It was so many joints. Black Star dropped their album same year, same day.
That's a great album, by the way.
Yes. And
Choirs. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
What?
And Brand Nubian reunited for their album Foundation. So it was a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? On this week.
Give me that list again. Just run up the titles.
Yo. Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life, Compton's Most Wanted, Music to Drive By. I actually got that.
No, I mean the 98 list. 98.
Oh, the 98 joints. Hard Knock Life, Aquemini, The Love Movement, Black Star, and Brand Nubian Foundation.
I think the only one of those I actually went out and bought same day was the Black Star joint.
Really?
Well, I live with TJ. It was going to be, the rest of them were going to be in the house anyway. So.
Right. Exactly.
I didn't have to worry about those.
Facts. Facts. And man, I can't forget, actually today, September 27th, is the late legendary Don Cornelius' birthday, man.
Shout out to Don.
Man, Soul Train, love, peace, and soul, baby.
Man, gave us Soul Train, and he's from the Shy. So shout out to, rest in peace, Don Cornelius, man.
Hey, man, let's be clear. Shy has bought some legends. We got Don. We got Hugh Hefner. We got some legends from Chicago.
We got Obama.
Man.
Obama. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Okay.
Quincy Jones.
I'm putting them in the list.
Okay. He shot a lot of people in school.
Hey, legendary shot, man.
Yo, I was watching some videos earlier today, and I saw the new Travis Scott video featuring Young Thug and MIA. It's called Franchise. He actually shot it at MJ's crib here in Highland Park, Illinois. And dude, the video's dope. I like it. And
yeah,
cool. Okay. No. Thank you for that, because I'm not watching Travis Scott videos.
It's dope, man.
Yeah. I'm a grown man, dog. I ain't gonna watch Travis Scott videos.
Listen. And this,
you know what the funniest thing about the whole Travis Scott thing?
What?
Is like, if you ever look on YouTube or something like that and see the people like going to McDonald's and ordering the Travis Scott quarter pounder with cheese,
yeah,
they just pulling up to the drive-thrus and they saying, you know what I'm here for. Just to hear the utter disdain and disgust from the McDonald's workers is like, yeah.
But wait, so answer me this then. I saw that on eBay there was like a Travis Scott Happy Meal bag that was like selling for like $400 or $500 or something like that. But it looked like just a Happy Meal that just had his name on it that was like in a brown package or whatever. Is that how they're serving the meals too, or was this an actual bag? Yes.
No, this is probably a bag because he's selling like a body pillow that looks like a McNugget. He's selling like different T-shirts, like they got the McDonald's arches, but with the little Travis Scott lines around it, and they got Crew on there, and those are going for like $450. As I think I'm probably the only resident sneakerhead in here. So, wow. Well, Davis,
yeah, yeah.
But you know the hype. You see the hype beast come out. Like I seen somebody literally steal the Travis Scott sign. You know the little vinyl sign they put on the window.
Yeah.
He stole it off the window.
Wow. Well, yo, I got
if you guys have noticed, I was very quiet during this Travis Scott segment.
Listen.
You guys know a lot about Travis Scott to be growing. I have no idea.
Well, like I said, we're sneakerheads, so we know, man. We know some of the stuff.
Scott song.
Say what you want.
I can't
sure you can. The one with Drake.
No, what was that?
Sicko Mode.
I can't think of the name. Yeah, Sicko Mode. Yeah, of course.
I don't.
Okay. That's all I got, by the way.
But listen. Say what you want. Like the cat is making moves. Like, I mean, he was he just did the whole partnership thing with Fortnite. Now McDonald's, and he shot an MJ crib, man. Who? You know,
I'm not bad. I guess it'll be on the target demographic.
Hold on. Yeah.
Let's be clear. He shot at MJ crib. Drake shot at Nike.
Okay.
I'm very aware of Travis.
Okay.
Which one's the bigger flex?
Okay. Hey, all I'm saying is Kanye got a big pool, but my pool's bigger. That's all I gotta say. yo. Any of y'all follow Claire Huxtable on? I'm sorry, I don't even want to. I want to say her real name.
Did you just say Claire?
Listen,
Willie, that queen.
Yes,
the way
exactly,
she needs to be addressed.
Exactly. My apologies. Yeah, yes, Queen Felicia Rashad joined Instagram last week
and Twitter.
Did y'all follow her?
Absolutely.
I wasn't aware of this until now, but.
Yeah, I think you need to get your priorities straight.
Did you know
brother.
That y'all share a birthday?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I can't believe I like a Gemini that much.
Hey man, well hey, we're pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, yo man, you definitely got to give her flowers, man. Like Felicia Rashad has been just doing her thing for years, and it's just magnificent, brilliant, queendom. I mean, you know, actor, producer, director, man, she does it all.
Yeah.
And why you giving Felicia her flowers? Let's not give flowers to
her. Oh, of course, man. That's the original sister right there.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Man, on a totally unrelated note, because you know I love to have segues like that. Man, I tried, and you know I've been pretty good about diet lately, and you know trying to stay healthy or whatever, but. So I haven't been eating a whole lot of like candy and sugar and stuff, but I was in Walgreens yesterday and I saw this and I had to grab some, man.
Turkish peanuts?
No.
Oh.
Hey man, you're not besmirch Circus peanuts.
Listen,
hold on, Drew. I'm sorry, Dave. Drew, you mean to tell me, I was being funny. I thought of the most random shit ever. Drew, you be buying and consuming Circus peanuts, bro?
Yes. Them shits are good.
Are they big in Africa?
Too. And I put sugar in my grits. Now,
really?
That's just evil.
Dude, come on, man.
That's not normal, man.
Now what? Who won what?
Yeah.
All this time, who won what? Realize, but...
Back to what I saw at Walgreens.
Wait, I'm done, I promise.
Dude, I was in line about to check out, and lo and behold, sitting next to the cash register, apple pie Kit Kats.
What? Apple pie Kit Kats?
Bruh. Let me tell you.
You know what? I'm coming to the conclusion that TJ's a candy.
You're missing top. Out. You're missing Wait, out, brother.
First of all,
I'm telling you.
Heard of this. Is this new? Is this a seasonal thing?
This is brand new. Don't judge a book by its cover. It was fire.
You
apple pie Kit Kats.
I'm not.
Try it.
I'm not.
I'm telling you.
I know
we're not getting an endorsement, but damn that, apple pie Kit Kats is the shit.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued with all things apple pie.
Yes, try it, dude. And what was funny is the girl who was ringing me out was like, oh my God, I can't believe you bought these. Everybody that you know has seen them said they look nasty. And I was like, you know, I heard they were good. I'm going to try it out and see for myself. And man,
now you're endorsing apple pie Kit Kats, huh?
Yep.
But I've seen some weird stuff. Like I saw like Frankenstein Reese cups.
Like
it's the chocolate top, and then it's like
I'm not doing that.
Really?
But is that just food dye?
Is
that just dye on the top, or is it some other ingredient?
It could be. It could be because the regular peanut butter is there, but the green body it looked like mint chocolate, green mint
yeah,
chocolate.
And like mint chocolate, I can do once in a while, but it has to be like you know,
on the pillow at a
hotel. right. I mean, I'm telling my age again, but like when Marshall Fields used to have the Frango mints, like those, I could eat you know whole boxes of those. But then other types of like mint chocolate stuff, I just like mint chocolate ice cream. I can't do that.
Do y'all remember those candy bars they used to sell for like a dollar? I don't know if they probably went up in price, but they used to be like caramel,
the world's finest,
crunch, chocolate? And almond bars.
The world.
It was another company that made them before World's Finest, but they were fire. Those caramel, them caramel bars.
You talking about the ones the kids be selling in the Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I used to go with them like tell the kid like I have a $10 bill, like just give me all the caramel you got.
I'm gonna wipe it out right now. VA, can you still eat those to this day?
Can I still eat what?
Can you still eat those candy bars to this day?
The caramel ones, nah.
I feel like this is gonna be a funny criminal story
is, like,
that goes
right. When Dia and I did Little League baseball for like 3-4 years, like. That was like our fundraising assignment, but we just always ate all them shits, and my mama ended up having to write a check for $200 like every year. So like, I don't even know if I had a tolerance to eat those anymore because for like 4 years, we must have,
y'all was smacking them,
between the two of us.
That might be why I don't eat the caramel anymore. I'll still eat like a world's finest, like the almond joint, but the caramel I just don't mess with no more. Mm-hmm. And that could be why, TJ. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
well, right now I'm looking at the score of the Green Bay New Orleans game, and New Orleans is down 20-17. So hopefully they can pull this out so the Bears can be number one in first place in the NFC North. Okay, that's all
who,
I got for right
who
now.
Who else played today?
Everybody. What are you talking about? It's Sunday.
What? It's fucking Sunday. What are you talking about?
Ain't no buys, homie. NFL play today. Ain't no buys, homie.
I was trying to think what like specific game though, like the
America's game of the week was the Cowboys versus the Seahawks. And shouts out to Sierra's baby daddy, the one she's married to, for pulling out another incredible week for me in my fantasy football league.
What's my man Cam been doing over there?
And they won nice today. They won nice today.
So, yo, I know last show I was talking about Cobra Kai. So, we finished the first season, just started the second season. We're loving this fucking show, man. It just keeps getting better and better. Sensei Kreese has now made his appearance, man. And it's just like I'm loving the writing, the acting, the whole direction of the show. And I'm hoping that like a lot of the shows now are starting to finally go back into production. And so I'm hoping like they're gonna be starting on season 3, because that's definitely one of my new favorites. Also tonight is the season premiere of season 4 of Fargo. Definitely looking forward to checking that out. Shout out to my homie Corey Hendricks, who's on that show. It was shot here in Chicago. A lot of Chicago actors in there, and looks like it's gonna be really good. So I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out. And
I was listening to an interview with Chris Rock, and he said he got some kind of like social disease where he can't pick up on subtle hints.
Yeah. I saw an interview about that, and I think he said he's been in therapy to try to get it fixed, from what I understand.
So he said pretty much like if a woman wanted to just like have sex with him, he wouldn't even pick up on it at all. The lady would have to pretty much say, "I want to have sex."
I definitely can miss subtle hints too. I just thought that was just attributed to us being men, and men are stupid.
Yeah, I've missed those.
I definitely hit on and didn't realize I was being hit on. But it sounds like his shit might be a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to him for going to therapy to get it taken care of. Black men go to therapy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mental health is definitely a strong suit. You definitely need mental health
this time.
You know,
it is so necessary
year.
Right now. Because but just of everything that's been going on, and we've been, people have been locked up most of the year, and it's been rough on everybody. Just seeing what's been going on, everybody's anxiety and stress levels and emotional levels are at all time high.
It definitely wasn't no lockup yesterday. The last day of summer.
Hold on. Speaking of which, I want to know what the hell they doing down in Atlanta, because apparently COVID doesn't exist down there. Every time I look up, man, the club is popping down in Atlanta. Man.
No mask,
no social distances, no thank you. I just
a t-shirt.
Ooh, that was cool.
Hey, but yeah, man. Apparently the turn up is not affected by COVID down there, man. So I don't know.
And Florida just opened up fully.
Listen, y'all. PSA: COVID ain't over. I know we all tied up, but. Yeah. Shit ain't over. It didn't go nowhere. And y'all can effectively try to live around it or with it, but like, if hopefully when Biden get in, God willing, Lord, and the creek don't rise. Hopefully when he gets in, they like get this shit set. We get a national mandate on how to proceed, because what we've done thus far, like, hasn't been effective. This shit has, like, I think just this past weekend, they just announced 19 states have reported record positive cases. And so, like, this shit ain't went nowhere. I understand. I'm tired. I want to get back to life as normal as well, but we can't just pretend it's not here and just go on about our business, because that's not gonna help.
Yeah, and
let me ask y'all this question real quick. This is just on some, you know, hypothetical stuff. If this would have hit maybe in like last year, maybe November,
not
really, probably been out of it now.
Not if we,
because at that time, you know,
we should have had a
not with the current leadership that we have.
But what I'm saying is, you think it would have probably slowed down, because we would have went from, when this hit, we was going spring into summer. So, you know, everybody got antsy because we've been in the house all winter. So, wait, if we would have hit like in October or November last year.
Shit, technically.
Everybody would have been in the house. You know, really, nobody like going outside.
It
in the winter.
Didn't know it yet.
Yeah, because there was so many people who, you know, were having, you know, weird, you know, viruses and, you know, sicknesses and couldn't figure out what was going on. You know, there's been like hundreds of accounts of it where people are like, yeah, I had this back in December.
I had one of those
back in November. And yeah, me too. And it was just like, we just didn't know what it was until, you know, it started circulating, you know, from the CDC and the World Health Organization. That it was happening in other countries, and you know, we tried to ignore it first and call it a hoax and sweep it under the rug, and here we are. So, you know, I think it low key was already.
But to answer your question, Drew, no, because we would have did the same thing. I mean, sure, people are not out in the winter as much as they are in the spring and summer, but people still go out and do stuff. And the way it's spread, you know, restaurants still would have been packed all winter. So, you know, because of the way it's been handled from the top down, we probably would be in the same boat. It wouldn't have made no difference, basically. But speaking of the orange idiot, I forgot to touch on when we gave him the L. So did y'all hear his promises for Black America during, if he gets his second term, that he's going to make Juneteenth the national holiday. He's going to make Juneteenth the national holiday.
Yeah.
He's also going to designate the KKK as a terrorist group.
So wait, yeah. Pause. First off, Juneteenth is a national holiday, for me at least.
Whatever. He said he's going to make it a national holiday, and he's also going to designate the KKK as a terrorist organization. Like,
that's the one I wanted to get to. Like, you can't do that right now.
Exactly. But
you got to be reelected for that.
It's all contingent on Black America voting for him, because he's trying to.
That's my point. You're using that as a bargaining chip.
Because that's how he thinks.
Hey, listen, listen, he's been campaigning before he got elected, after he got elected, during his presidency, and now, you know, he's campaigning again. He also said he was going to build the wall, you know, a big, beautiful wall that Mexico is going
to
pay for.
Be coming in 2 weeks and for the last 3 years.
I swear to God, if this dude come out in one of his rallies at a Black area and playing Smurda down for my niggas, I'm going to snap.
Hey, I mean, it's 2020.
Wow. Hey, listen. Hey, it's 2020. I wouldn't put nothing past nobody. Yo, totally off subject. Has anybody seen Nelly on Dancing with the Stars?
I hate to say
you saw it.
Wife was watching it.
Say yeah.
First of all, my Monday nights are reserved for Monday Night Raw. I'm a wrestling fan, so that's what I do. And I walked in, I was getting something to eat, and she was watching it.
So
now,
you walked in.
You be trying to shame me, TJ. I see you
found yourself stuck, and you end up watching it.
He actually claimed that
he's going to make it a national holiday, and he's also going to designate the KKK as a terrorist organization. Like, nigga,
that's the one I wanted to get to. Like, you can't do that right now.
Exactly. But
you got to be reelected for that.
It's all contingent on Black America voting for him because he's trying to.
That's my point. You're using that as a bargaining chip.
Because that's how he thinks.
Hey, listen. Listen, he's been campaigning before he got elected, after he got elected, during his presidency, and now, you know, he's campaigning again. He also said he was going to build the wall, you know, a big, beautiful wall that Mexico is going to pay for.
Be coming in 2 weeks and for the last 3 years.
She said, Mucinelli. And I was like, okay, I saw that. I was like, okay. I said, the first thing I noticed that he had
that's my, on that's while he was traction. That's the whole that's point that of me bringing that up.
Traction when you blamed it on you walked in. Like, you didn't.
You see how that is?
I admitted that I did watch it. Huh? Okay.
I didn't blame it. That was what happened. But that's what happened.
At least I flat out admitted that I did watch it at one point.
See, again, you the make shame. It seem see, like, oh, I accidentally
seen it. But you saw enough to notice what his shoes on and the texture and the brand of his shoes. You okay.
Again, I'm a sneakerhead. I notice I don't look at people in their eye first. I look at people's shoes first. Then
I'm surprised
I look up.
We've been friends. That's you know what I do. Really fuck with, I don't care about my shoes that much, so... You know I will wear some fucking shoes to.
We know, trust me, I know. To the tongue, come on. Trust me, I know.
Warm today.
You got the first pair of Air Force 5.
Man. He got some custom made asphalt Jordans with the wingtip bottoms on. Did y'all keep that?
I saw it on the meme. That's what.
Yeah. I was like, yo,
right?
How?
Yeah, it's like he made his Jordans at the tap shoes.
Yeah,
man, keep hip hop.
I mean, you know,
right?
Hey, man.
But just to be clear, I've never in my life watched an episode of Dancing with the Stars, and I probably never will. Yeah, I've never watched the episode of Dancing with the Stars. Like, I was
shocked. I feel like I watched. What am I talking about?
I don't know. I never watched it.
When I had a girlfriend, and I got into it because she watched it. I don't know. I ain't watched it since I ain't had a girlfriend no more.
I see what you're wearing first. If you're wearing black Air Force Ones, that means you're going to see
somebody. Yeah, that is psychopath footwear.
What's wrong with I've never, the ones that I bought always.
That was the psychopath. Exactly.
Like, what's wrong with black ones? What do they tell you? That the person is not all there?
No, that person cannot be trusted. She will rob you. She will rob your grandmother.
And that's
she will rob your family.
We're talking all black Air Force Ones, by the way.
And sell your stuff in front of you. All black Air Force Ones.
Yo, no. Don't matter. However, I want to say if they low tops, they definitely white socks are shady.
With the black low tops? I would be scared of that person.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about black ones.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's
thank you. Wow.
Black ones, you a step away from serial killers.
Thanks. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, there goes our Nike sponsorship. But
I said black ones. I ain't saying nothing about the Jordan line though. I can get sponsored by Jordan. I'm okay.
Yo, somebody outside is letting off like fireworks that sound like World War III. It's September right now, right?
October in about 96 hours, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still be forgetting 4th of July was...
major cities and just abandoned trucks of fireworks because they had fireworks for like 3 months longer than they normally do.
What's with these neighborhoods y'all live in, bro? Like, you got fireworks in October. This dude got ATMs in his backyard. Like... Well, y'all need to move.
Sorry, suburban dad.
ABA, we safe out here in the suburbs. We good. You don't hear nothing.
That Dalton ain't nothing but Inglewood with a splash of cranberry.
For the record, I'm watching Blackula. This is horrible.
The 70s black quotation flip. Why are you?
Yes,
Blackula, yo.
Well, if you watch terrible, them all bro. With like, a modern eye now, yes, almost all the 70s black exploitation flicks gonna be horrible.
Nah, I like 70s exploitation flicks, but
especially horrible.
This one, nah, bro. Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty okay with watching it from, you know, I don't put it into the, I know what era I'm looking at. This is bad for 1972. This is bad.
I mean, bad, bro. It's like, this is bad. Like, it doesn't translate. Okay.
Soul Plane got a bad rap.
I was okay with Soul Plane.
I think it's, you know, it's a good, reasonable parody comedy, but you know, sometimes black folks, we be hard on ourselves and stuff that we put out. But Soul Plane it came around, I think.
So yo, listen, man, once again, appreciate all the love, everybody, you know, tuning in, supporting. It's another episode on the 33 and the Third in the can. Check us out. We're going to be right back at you with another one real soon. And, yo, anybody want to give me shouts out, any love to anybody?
Nah, I'm chilling.
I'm going to decline as well. My thing is, I'm a sentimental type person. So, like, I don't want to miss anybody and then have anybody feeling away. So, you know, shout out to black people and everybody else.
Hey, we got to let people know that, and thank y'all for listening for that first episode. I heard we got a lot of positive feedback. Hopefully, we're going to get some merch real soon. And we're going to have to think of a name for the fans that are listening to us. So we got to memo all that over. And, you know, I think that'll come soon, too.
Fuck them. I ain't got no shout outs. Yeah. I'm good.
That sounded harsh than I intended to sound. That wasn't supposed to.
Oh, well, man, much love to everybody, man. It's been a real one. And, yo, don't get none on you.
And don't watch Blackula.
And don't go on BS, BS missions no more.
Oh, it ain't 20.